Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for July 10th through the 16th. Even as summer arrives, signs of fall appear. The first chicory flowers open. Sumac prepares its berries. These berries can serve as a cool summer drink. Interesting news from Minnesota. For years, a nuclear power plant on Prairie Island in the Mississippi River produced radioactive waste. The indigenous community never received any of that power. Yet they faced the degrading of their land and quality of life. Now the current plant owners pay them. The Prairie Island community will use this money to establish renewable energy for their needs and to care for the seven generations to come. The Minnesota legislature also approved money to help fund this renewable energy project. The Native community found Indian groups to install their systems. Also, they hope to inspire other Native communities to establish renewable energy on their land. Renew this calendar by sharing a peace quotation, peace story, or peace poem. Direct it to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Generations of Peace news appear at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.
Yeah, gospel music on WDRT 91.9. Yeah, Deacon Carl will be there 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Come on out.
Hi, Ed Hollihan here, inviting you to join our hosts William Neal, Sarah Caldwell, Ed Martinez, and yours truly for Symphony Sunday. Every Sunday morning at 9, we'll bring you 3 hours of great classical music right here on WDRT 91.9 FM, community radio from the ground up. Symphony Sunday. Join us, won't you?
Sound Waves, a program exploring the dynamic realms of wordplay. Spoken word with music collaboration and inspirational readings. Join me, Ron Byers, tonight from 7 to 8 p.m.